Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly enacted an ordinance which amended borough code, removing requirements for newspaper publication of delinquent sales tax lists and public posting of certificates of registration lists, and providing instead for the publication of such information through the borough's website. The borough code that requires posting in a newspaper of general circulation for all sellers who have not filed sales tax returns, have not paid all balances due, or owe taxes, penalties, and interest pursuant to a payment agreement has, according to the Kenai Peninsula Borough's Finance Director Brandy Harbaugh, becoming increasingly expensive. Harbaugh told the Borough Assembly,
"We get more impact from working the publication, meaning that when we first generate it internally, sometimes we exceed 20 pages, and we call everybody on the list and contact them in one way or another, of which then we narrow it down to, we did publish the most recent one on the website, and it's 7 pages. So that's our most effective part of the publication is us reaching out and speaking with everyone."
Kenai Peninsula Borough Code requires posting in a public place in the Borough Administration Building a quarterly list of holders of sales tax certificates of registration. During the coronavirus pandemic, citizen visits to the Borough Administration in Soldotna significantly dropped, which, according to Harbaugh, underscored the need to change the requirement to post on an electronic bulletin board instead, i.e., the Kenai Peninsula Borough's website. Additionally, this makes the information readily available to the many citizens of the borough who don't regularly visit the Borough Administration Building. Harbaugh also adds that local newspapers are moving to digital distribution themselves, including radio stations, might I add, even as the current definition in borough code requires the use of newspaper printed on paper. She says that repealing the provision requiring printing in a newspaper and requiring posting on the borough website will save approximately $2,480 a year. The ordinance was enacted on a 5-4 vote. The Soldotna City Council accepted grant funds from the Department of Natural Resources Division of Forestry and Fire Protection and appropriating $200,000 for spruce bark beetle mitigation and hazard fuel reduction. The grant funds will be used to remove hazardous trees at Centennial Park, Swiftwater Park, the Soldotna Airport, and the West Redoubt property, the city's four largest land holdings. City Manager Stephanie Queen.
This will allow us to continue reducing and mitigating the fire risk hazard from those dead trees. It's probably not going to be enough to deal with the problem, but we will continue to chip away at it in terms of moving from highest priority down. This certainly will put these funds to good use.
The work is anticipated to begin this fall and continue through spring 2023 with a deadline for completion July the 1st of next year.
Parker Park is not included within the scope of this grant, but I have heard comments and questions from folks about Parker Park. I mentioned that to our maintenance manager and Andrew Carmichael and asked that they continue to think up a strategy for dealing with the trees at Parker Park. Some of those will be on our city property and then some of them will be on adjacent private parcels, but we'll come up with a strategy and try and identify some scope for that because it would not fall within this scope of work that this grant would fund.
That's Queen testifying to the city council earlier this month. Each listed site is a unique treatment plan that was developed by the city of Soldotna's consulting forester and is consistent with the city and borough adopted community wildfire protection plan. Last year, the city of Soldotna received $165,172 in state hazard mitigation grant program funds for similar purposes. They're provided for limited hazard tree removal at sites including Centennial, Swiftwater, the Aspen Street Dog Park, and Memorial Park. Details online through our website at radiokenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.